This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. We begin in Oakland, where the city is expanding its network of bike lanes. And once again, its business owners are railing concerns. This time, the changes are actually prompting questions along the Grand Avenue corridor just off Lake Merritt. The city wants to reconfigure the road between Broadway and MacArthur. But as our Wilson Walker tells us, that would come with the loss of parking on a busy commercial corridor.
What you want to see is when they come off the grill. There you go. Here's a better one.
Jerry Mogg's acclaimed sandwich shop boasts 5-star reviews. The problem for his business, he says, is right outside his front door.
My staff, each one of them has been smash and grabbed 4 times.
And that, he argues, is why his customers will be reluctant to walk from surrounding streets or parking lots. If 32 spaces, or about 40% of the parking on Grand, is lost to the installation of new protected bike lanes.
People don't want to be away from the cars. Now, if the area was policed properly, they wouldn't mind.
So here is Kava. Kava is a longtime client.
For Elizabeth McDonald, it is a concern about accessibility for longtime clients or people carrying their animals. And she says the corridor itself is also vulnerable.
So I think that it's no secret that a lot of small businesses in the Bay Area and brick and mortar businesses are struggling a little bit right now.
So we need to be thinking about how to prevent deaths on our street, and we're not doing a good enough job right now.
Oakland started rolling out an extensive bicycle safety improvement plan back in 2019. Advocates say the protected lanes like those on Telegraph offer the most protection for cyclists and pedestrians, but these lanes do have a mixed reputation among business owners. There has been pushback in neighborhoods all across town.
We're all for biking in the community, but I just don't think it's a thing for 14th Street.
That was in 2022, and now the discussion comes over to Grand Avenue. Traffic planners have already altered the plans to reduce the parking impacts, but some say it is still too much.
Enough parking to really make most businesses on the street be very concerned.
If you lose parking, less people come.
Neighbors are trying to organize and get the city to alter the plans further. We were unable to reach anyone with the city of Oakland today, but a website for the project says they will be accepting public input through the summer.
All right, Wilson, thank you. Some of those business owners on Grand Avenue are worried they'll have the same issues as businesses across the bay in San Francisco's Mission District. They say their sales took a huge hit since the city reconfigured Valencia Street last summer to install protected bike lanes. The SFMTA plans to reevaluate the project in July. This afternoon, San Francisco transit officials were back at West Portal. They were asking commuters to weigh in on new proposed safety changes in the area. As you can see, there is a lot of interest there. The revamp comes after a speeding driver hit and killed a family of 4 at a bus stop. Our Jose Martinez will have more on this story at 8 o'clock on PIX Plus. All right, we also have new video showing the aftermath of an explosion today. It happened in Daly City. You can see this Toyota with its doors and roof just blown out, the inside burnt, the windscreen and windows gone, as a police robot removes what appears to be a propane tank from the car. We also saw members of the ATF on scene talking with local law enforcement and firefighters. Police have not said what caused this explosion. All right, on to new propaganda released today. It was a video released by Hamas. It shows Berkeley-born hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin. This is a still shot from that video. But CBS News can't confirm when it was recorded or what kind of pressure he faced. Hirsch Goldberg Polin is a dual American-Israeli citizen. He was captured in October, and the video shows one of his hands is still missing. He's one of 8 Americans still believed to be held by Hamas, and today his parents released a video of their own.
Seeing a video of Hirsch today is overwhelming. We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering in this region.
And Hirsch, if you can hear this, we heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days, and if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you stay strong, survive.
The Goldberg Poland family has called on the negotiating parties, including Qatar, Egypt, the United States, Hamas, and Israel, to work harder to strike a deal to end the suffering. Today, President Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. About $26 billion is for Israel. About $1 billion is for humanitarian aid for Gaza, including medical supplies and also clean water. Meanwhile, pro-Palestine protests, they are spreading across college campuses in the U.S. Encampments have popped up in more than 25 schools, including some right here in California. And on some campuses, things are getting more and more chaotic. In fact, in the past hour, a SWAT team has moved in on demonstrators at USC's campus. This is chopper footage. It shows SWAT just trying to clear out the protesters. A little later, SWAT formed a perimeter around the quad where a group of demonstrators were forming their own circle. A group of other protesters moved their demonstration to nearby streets. And it was tense moments between police and protesters before a SWAT team was called in at USC. Officers tried to get demonstrators to clear their tents at Alumni Park. At one point, a protester was put into a patrol car. He was later let go after demands from the crowd. This is one of many campus protests across the country against the war in Gaza. Meantime, protesters at UC Berkeley are refusing to leave their tents until the university agrees to their pro-Palestinian demands. They want the university to cut ties with anyone who has a relationship with Israel, specifically related to arms suppliers. The university says it has no plans to change its investment policies. On to other news now. The Biden administration announced new guidelines to help airline passengers dealing with problems and delays and cancellations and lost luggage. Katie Nielsen breaks down the new rules for us.
Almost everyone we talked to here today had some kind of a story to tell us about a flight cancellation, a time that they were delayed, or even getting bumped from their flight entirely. But new protections just announced could make getting compensated even easier.
I'm usually on an airplane about once or twice a week.
David Amel is an attorney and a frequent flyer, having spent more than his fair share of time stuck in airports, including a Saturday a few months ago when he was stuck at LAX for more than 8 hours due to cancellations.
I think I got like a $150 voucher. At that point, I would have paid them $150 extra to get on a flight.
It's situations like those that spurred the Department of Transportation to draft new rules to protect travelers.
We have heard it all. And too often, the things that we hear about aren't just irritating inconveniences. They are significant harms and, more importantly, violations of passengers' rights. And we're here to do something about that.
The rules announced today require a refund, not flight credit or miles, for a canceled flight. If passengers are delayed for more than 3 hours for a domestic flight or 6 hours for an international flight, they are eligible for a refund if they don't want to fly. Bag fees also have to be refunded if a checked bag is significantly delayed, and passengers get a refund if services they paid for aren't available, like broken Wi-Fi. Airlines are now also required to disclose fees up front for things like checked bags, carry-on bags, or changing or canceling a flight.
This isn't just about enforcing when something goes wrong. It's making it less likely something would go wrong in the first place.
A welcome change for passengers like Angela Menjabar, who missed a connecting flight coming back from an international trip.
Last night, my flight was delayed leaving Montego Bay. Got me just in time to miss my flight. I had to get rebooked.
She says she hopes the new rules will also incentivize airlines to plan better and also solve problems before they arise.
It should be a wake-up call to them. Anytime, you know, somebody's hitting the pocketbook, it should kind of wake you up, right?
Cancellations, delays, they happen, but they shouldn't happen because an airline is just seeking to maximize profit. So I think that moves by the government such as this, I think it's great.
Now, the rules about getting a refund will go into effect within the next 6 months, and the rest go into effect a year from now.
Another day with abundant cloud cover across the Bay Area, but we did occasionally see a few cracks in the cloud cover, some peaks of blue sky from our time lapse looking out from Black Mountain this afternoon. Another day of clouds tomorrow, but changes for the weekend. Details coming up in the First Alert forecast.